It started with a domestic cat becoming exposed to one of those rabid bats and then had to be put down. That cat lived in a home with three other dogs. Those dogs received booster shots as a precaution since they weren't up to date on their rabies vaccinations. Jim Schaefer is with the Washoe County Health District. He says things took a bad turn when the dogs were at the vet.
One of them bit one of the technicians at a veterinary clinic, and he had to go ahead and go through the rabies series shots.
Schaefer says it's not unusual to have rabid bats in the region. Bat activity is also more common during the summer months when there are more insects to feed on. Cheyenne Shule with Washoe County Regional Animal Services says there are protective measures.
The most important message that we can convey to the community is making sure those vaccinations for rabies are up to date to protect your pets, which in turn will protect you.
Shule says rabid bats often are unable to fly and can be found by pets outdoors. On Gray, Reno Public Radio News.